Welcome to this week's Flame Newsletter Reflection, brought to you by Worklight. We pray today's scripture and testimony will encourage you to shine bright for Christ in the workplace.
Role of Meekness by Ron Schmaltz. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Colossians 12 and 13. My departure from work last year was certainly an exercise in finding God's will in a challenging situation, but I also learned an important lesson about the role of meekness when responding to His will in the workplace. As I prayed over whether to leave the company, the Holy Spirit led me repeatedly to verses in the Sermon on the Mount, which were calling me to meekness. From Matthew 5:22, I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. From Matthew 5:24, first go and be reconciled to them. From Matthew 5:7, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. In our world today, meekness is often confused with weakness, but quite the opposite was true of Hebrew culture in the time of Jesus, where it was understood as showing obedience to God's authority. In the Old Testament, leaders like Moses and King David demonstrated their meekness and strength through the graces poured out by the Holy Spirit. Jesus sets a perfect example during the agony in the garden when he says, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. Godliness and strength are found in our obedience to God's will through meekness and humility, which Jesus teaches us in the Beatitudes. By choosing to actively live out our faith each day, the Holy Spirit provides us with opportunities to bear witness to what we believe and helps us bring greater glory to God. Ron Schmaltz lives in Boulder Creek, California. He and his wife, Terry, are blessed with 4 children and 2 grandchildren. Ron works in high-tech, specializing in enterprise architecture and cloud infrastructure. Pray, Lord, calm my anger and guard my tongue, so I become a better instrument of your kindness and mercy. Reflect. How and when have you felt called by the Lord to model the Beatitudes? In particular, meekness and being a peacemaker. Discuss. Share a situation where the Beatitude of meekness has actually played out. How might meekness play out in us during our current challenges at work?
Thank you for listening to this week's Flame Newsletter Reflection. To learn more about Worklight and how you can experience transformation at work through the power of the Holy Spirit, please visit our website at worklight.org. And be sure to tune in next week for more encouragement from the Worklight community.